Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi wahdah, wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah, ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu, wala kitaba ba'da kitabihi, wala syari'ata ba'da syari'atihi, wala ummata ba'da ummatihi. Amma ba'du, fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahu la ilaha illa huwal hayyul qayyum. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض إلى آخر الآية. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لما سئل عن أعظم آية في القرآن فقال آية الكرسي أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahlu. Most respected honorable ulama'i kiram, hufaz of the Quran, brothers and elders, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us that we are part of the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one of the greatest gifts that we have and we are living, interacting with on a daily basis is Al-Quranul Kareem. Sometimes we limit the discussion of Quran Sharif to certain occasions or the month of Ramadan. But the Quran Sharif is for us to really imbibe within ourselves, to hold on to very dearly. For those people who have ascended and reached very high stages in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is due to the attachment with the Quran Sharif. The longest ayat of the Quran, أطول آيات في القرآن, is the ayat of Ayatul Mudayana in the third juz of the Quran, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the longest ayah, but the message is about business and economics. From here we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a message that something we need to be very careful, cautious about is our business dealings. We can be the greatest of pious people and we can be really reading lot of Quran Sharif and building masajid. But if we are falling short in muamala, then whatever was the investment of ibadah now will be credited to someone else. Why? Because you made ghibah of a person, perhaps you shortchanged him in inheritance, or you foul-mouthed someone, you said something to hurt the feelings of the person, then that good deed now, we will not see the reward of it. So mu'amala, the importance of dealing correctly. So that's atwalu ayatin fil Qur'an. And akhwafu ayatin fil Qur'an, what is the most fearful? Which ayah really instills fear within a person? Ulama explain and say, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. That the person who does an atom's amount of bad, evil and vice will see the consequences of that amount also. And the most hopeful ayat of the Quran, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. You may have wronged yourself, but never ever lose hope in the unlimited mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That gives a lot of hope to every believer from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the greatest ayat of the Quran, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, riwayat of Sahih Muslim, was questioned as to ayu ayatin a'zam. O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which ayat of the Quran is the greatest? The entire Quran is great, but there are certain verses that hold merit, excellence and virtue. So on the basis of virtue, which ayah will be the greatest in relation to virtue and merit? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said Ayatul Kursi. The chief of the speeches of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed many scriptures. The chief and the best of them all is Al-Quran Al-Kareem. From the Quran Kareem, the chief of the surahs and chapters is Suratul Baqarah. From Suratul Baqarah, the chief of verses is Ayatul Kursi. So this is the greatness of that one verse, verse 255 of Suratul Baqarah, the third juz, 13 line or other, we will find on the first page, Ayatul Kursi, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala summarizes monotheism, introduces the attributes and the beautiful qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to His creation. Ulama explain and say that the greatness of Ayatul Kursi is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned or referred to His greatness no less than 16 times in Ayatul Kursi, which sometimes we're not even aware of. I don't see the word Allah 16 times. Maybe I count the attributes of Allah, I would find it a few more times. But in reference to the dhat of Allah and the greatness of Allah, ulama have counted 16. Some ulama have counted 21 times reference. According to grammatical rules, it can increase. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts and introduces Himself. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum. That there is no deity besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Illa hu. And this is something that we need to bring into ourselves every day. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Man qara'a fi dubri kulli salatin maktubah. Ayatul Kursi. Hufidha ila salatil ukhra. Wala yuhafidha alayha illa nabiyun, aw siddiqun, aw shaheedun. Any person who recites Ayatul Kursi, such a simple, which we all need to learn off by heart, inshaAllah. If we recite it after every salah, every first salah, we recite Ayatul Kursi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you guaranteed protection till the next salah. Every salah, if we read it today after the Jumu'ah salah, inshaAllah we start amal today. After the Jumu'ah salah, I will read Ayatul Kursi. You guaranteed divine protection, not bodyguards. Divine protection till the next salah. Guaranteed. In one of the localities, there was a group of youngsters always playing. But they noticed that this one family, they're not getting hurt. All the children are together, whether it was a block of flats or in the communal park that they had. But this one family, no one's, the children don't fall down. If they fall down, they just rub it. Not that they were strong, even if they get hurt, just rub it, dust, and continue. So one day, one of the children, after growing up now, he's watching the children. He says, they still don't fall down. So he went to that house, and he's asking the children, like, what you all do in this house? It's not about what you all eat. What you all do? Like, you're so protected, nothing happens. We play, we fall, we get hurt. You all nothing. So then the children are saying, we don't do anything. He said, no, just find out. He said, they found out. Mother said, no, nothing. And then she just carried on brushing it aside. Until one day the son is persisting. He says, no, but you have to tell me, ma, these people want the answer. He said, nothing, we're not doing anything. Nothing ordinary, we perform salah, you go masjid, what else? So the mother says, from the time you born my child, from the time you born, you see, all of you and siblings, from the time you born, if you in front of me, Ayatul Kursi, and I blow on you. And if you are out of the house, and you are young, I read Ayatul Kursi, I blow on the finger, you see, Allah protect. Allah protect the child. I got yaqeen in this Ayatul Kursi, if this is the promise of my Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it has to come to fruition. It has to happen. So the mother says, that's all we do. We read Ayatul Kursi and everyone's protected. So Nabi Sam says, the person who recites it after every salah, protected to the next salah. And wala yuhafidhu alayha, no person would have istiqama, would make sure he recites it after every salah. He's continuously reciting it, except A person who is a Nabi, or he's Siddiq, or he's a Shaheed. The doors of Nubuwwat have closed. The doors of being the close friend of Allah, possible. Becoming a Shaheed, those doors are open. So if we recite Ayatul Kursi, our Ustad used to say, this is one of the secret recipes of drinking from the goblet of martyrdom. If you want to become Shaheed, after every salah, recite this. And the promise of Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that you would fall within one of these three categories. One of these three for sure. And we hope to the least, at least, that we can become amongst the listed servants of shuhada. But it's a person having yaqeen. There was one sahabi, hadith appears in Sahih al-Bukhari. This sahabi was the imam of Quba, where we always go on a Saturday. So the sahabi would be the imam of the area of Quba. And this imam, for whatever reason, every salah, every rakat, jahri salah, the loud salah, he would start his salah after Suratul Fatiha. He will read Suratul Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, and then another surah. The second rakat, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, and then another surah. So the people, one day went, 2 days, 3 days, after some time, Imam Sahib, what's happening? Every rakat, Ayatul Kursi, Suratul Ikhlas, as if we don't know it. So he said, we know the surah, read something else. Then he persisted and continued. So they held him down. You see, Imam, listen, either you read one surah, which is Suratul Ikhlas, or you read any other surah, but no more combining. This Imam Sahib continued. He has to read Suratul Ikhlas. The masla may be something else. So this locality got together, he is not stopping. They came and they said, listen, Imam Sahib, enough. You're not listening, you're not taking heed. We have to go and complain to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they went to complain. Say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is what the sahabi is doing. Nabi Sam says, call him. So the sahabi comes. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, he says, ma yahmiluka, ma yamna'uka, what's stopping you, an taf'ala ma ya'muruka ashabuk? Your sahaba, your companions are telling you something, why don't you listen? And wama yahmiluka ala luzumi hadhihi surah? And what's driving you to make sure you have to read Suratul Ikhlas? What's the driving force? Every rakat Suratul Ikhlas, kul wallahu ahad, what is it? So he gave one short, simple, beautiful answer. He tells Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I love the surah. Inni uhibbu hadhihi surah. I love the surah. Suratul Ikhlas, I love the surah. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, hubbuka iyyaha adkhalaka al-jannah. Just your love and attachment with the surah, you are already in Jannah. That's all. Which means we need to gain an attachment and a ta'alluq with any aspect of deen. And perhaps that will be the springboard for us to be in Jannah. Forget about everyone else and how they judge us. Alhamdulillah, we can thank Allah that Allah is Maliki Yawmiddin. When Alim was asked, one Shaykh of the past, that if Allah had to give you a choice, that your judgment on the day of Qiyamah be given to someone, who would you choose? You see, if that choice was given to me, I would give it back to Allah. Allah, you give it to me, take it back. Ya Allah, there's no one else who is Arhamur Rahimin besides you. If I give it to anyone, even my father or my mother, they would never, ever, ever express such mercy like you, oh my Allah. So I give it back to you. So that's all we require. Little of an attachment, leave the rest of the world. They can declare us whatever they want. But my attachment with one aspect of deen, hold on to it. Be sincere with it. And have yaqeen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the results. In other than narration, in Sunan al-Bayhaqi, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned that man qara ayatul kursi fi duburi kulli salatin lam yakun baynahu wa bayna al-jannah illa ayamut. Any person who recites ayatul kursi after every single salah, the only barrier between him and Jannah is death.
If he passes away, Jannat for him. The only thing he requires is to pass away. He will definitely be getting his Jannah. So we've got a simple recipe. We've got such a simple recipe, and that is to recite Ayatul Kursi after every salah. Any issues at night, etc. Ali radiallahu anhu says, Ma ara rajulan adraka akluhu. For me, it's unfathom. I cannot even think of a person who is intelligent and he doesn't read Ayatul Kursi. It's not possible you be intelligent and you don't read Ayatul Kursi before going to sleep. He says, this is one amal I have to do before going to sleep. For I heard Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, saying that, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Utitu Ayatul Kursi min kanzin tahta al-arsh." I have been given Ayatul Kursi from the treasures beneath the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's where I've been given from. So I have to read Ayatul Kursi. He says, since the day I heard this hadith, there hasn't been a night me retiring to bed without reciting Ayatul Kursi. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, hadith appears also in Sahih al-Bukhari. There was some wealth or zakat funds that were collected, and that was in safekeeping in the masjid of Medina Munawwara, Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. He says, Abu Huraira, can you do me a favor? The wealth of zakat is in the masjid in safekeeping. Can you please stand guard tonight? So he says, no problem. I'll be on guard. So Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is on guard, looking after the wealth. And amongst the wealth that was in collection was some food, grain, dates, khajur. At night, one person comes and he starts, فَجَعْلَ يَحْثُ مِنَ الطَّعَامِ. He's stealing some of the food. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu catches him. He says, لَعَرْفَعَنَّكَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَىٰ سَلَىٰ. This is not mine. I have to take you to Nabi Sallam. Whoever you are, I have to take you to Nabi Sallam. So he says, hey, please, ya Rajul, listen, inni muhtaj, wa aliyya iyal, wa li hajatun shadida. I'm really battling. Things are tight, things are difficult. I've got responsibilities, I'm owing people money, and I've got a lot on my head. And I'm really in a tight, difficult spot. Can you give me a chance? So Abu Huraira Rani says, فَرَحِمْتُهُ. Mercy overcame me. He says, listen, don't come back. And I left him. So he says, I promise you, I'm not coming back. So he went. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the next day, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he's not giving kal gozari. Nabi Sam tells him, Abu Huraira, ma fa'ala asiru kal bariha. What happened to your captive last night? Ya Rasulullah, how do you know what happened? He says, no, I don't need to know who came. What happened? I'm not asking you if anything happened. I know it happened. Something happened. What happened to him? So that was the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah forgive us, be careful. There would be people who say, Sahaba were men and we are men. Hum rijal wa nahnu rijal. They were a different class of men. Those were the direct students of Nabi Sallam. You can't put yourself in that class. The moment they did not respond to the tashkeel of Nabi Sallam, only the tashkeel, that's all. Ayat of Quran we immediately revealed. وَعَلَى الثَّلَاثَةِ الَّذِينَ خُلِّفُوا. Nabi Sallam made your tashkeel, you didn't respond? Immediately ayat. Why didn't you respond? You were called out in the path of Allah. Why didn't you respond? So the time of Sahaba, to live in the time of Nabi Sallam was a very sensitive, delicate time. Sometimes Nabi Sallam would call a Sahabi. Sahabi says, he's shaking. Why? He says, perhaps Nabi Sallam got to know of the thoughts of my heart. Maybe revelation came. He's worried, he's scared. Last Monday we discussed the incident, but for the benefit of the larger crowd. Harith was the father of Juwayriya radiallahu anha. Later on became radiallahu anha. Nabi Sam goes on this expedition of Banul Mustaliq. She's taken into captivity, long story in brief. So she's in captivity, eventually she becomes the slave of a Sahabi. She enters into an agreement. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam eventually pays for her freedom, offers to marry her. She accepts, she gets married to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Father unaware, that she is married to Nabi Sam, she's not a slave. Father is the leader of his tribe, Banul Mustalik. He comes with all the treasures. He comes with money. Now you know it's a leader coming. He's got a lot to offer. He comes with the gold and the silver and the animals. And he's coming with some ransom to free his daughter. Unaware she's in nikah. And willingly. So he comes. And what he did is that two of his priciest camels, he left it in one valley. He says, if Nabi Sam says not enough, I will bring those two also. So he would say he brought his Toyota, he brought the Nissan, and he left the Lamborghini and the Ferrari. So he left those two, he brought all the other vehicles, and he says, this is the offering. So Nabi Sam says, I got something better for you. Let's go to your daughter, we give her the choice, she decides. So he comes, my daughter, blood is thicker than water. So he is very happy. He comes to his daughter. He says, you know me, I'm the father. I came with the ransom. Do you want to come back home? She says, اخترت الله ورسوله. I choose Allah and His Rasul. So my father, I can't come back. He says, you've disgraced me. How can you say that? How can you say that? Eventually she explains and she says, she was amongst the Azwaj-e-Mutahharat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Subsequent to that, Nabi Sam turns to the father. He says, Harith, those two camels, where you left it? He says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa annaka abduhu wa rasuluh. If you know about those camels, you have to be the Nabi. He becomes a Sahabi. He accepts the deen of Islam. That was the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nothing was hidden from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallam is sending Abu Huraira. What happened last night? Ya Rasulullah, one person came, he stole, and I caught him. And he promised, he was in difficulty, I could see he's in a pitiable situation. And I showed mercy and I released him. He told me he's not coming back. Nabi Sam says, إِنَّهُ كَذَبَكْ وَسَيَعُودْ. He's lying to you, he is going to come back. When Nabi Sam said, he is going to, I had yaqeen he's coming back. And I said, wait, tonight he is going to come back because my Habib Sam said such. So I'm waiting for him. He comes the second night and I catch him. I told him, listen, last night you took a promise and today now you came back. So he's holding this person's hand. Says, I have to take you. He says, no. Listen, I'm really, really in a tight situation. Today was a bad day also. Wasn't good. You know, sometimes the beggars also, hey, today was swak, man. Never make enough money. Anything fast. So he says, no, today wasn't a good day. Can you help me? So he says, okay, no problem, but don't come back. So he says, no problem. Nabi Sam asked again Abu Huraira, what happened last night? He says, no, he told me he's not coming back. Nabi Sam told him he's lying, he's coming back. So he comes back the third night. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu catches him. He says, no chance now. Now I have to take you. I have to take you to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He says, okay. Now he has to bribe himself out. But how do you bribe yourself from a sahabi when he's not going to take money? Money means nothing to him. So he says, okay, how about this? أُعَلِّمُكَ كَلِمَاتِ يَنْفَعُكَ اللَّهُ بِهِ. I'll teach you some words, Allah will benefit you with these words. He says, right? If you're going to give me ilm, that's how you bribe sahaba. Not with money, not with dunya. If you're going to teach me an aspect of the deen, I'll release you. He says, okay. إِذَا أَوَيْتَ إِلَى فِرَاشِكَ. At night, Abu Huraira, when you're going to sleep, read Ayatul Kursi right till the end of the ayah, verse 255 of Surah Al-Baqarah. And then go and sleep. لَنْ إِنَّكَ لَيَّزَالَ عَلَيْكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَافِظٌ وَلَا يَقْرَبَنَّكَ شَيْطَانٌ. They will, if you read it before retiring to bed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send a divine protection for you. And shaitan will never ever become close to you. He can't come close to you. So he released him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Huraira, what happened? He says, Ya Rasulullah, he came, but I released him. What he taught you? He says, no, he taught me must read Ayatul Kursi, and that is protection from shaitan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, he's a very big liar, but last night he spoke the truth. That man is a very big liar, but last night he spoke the truth. Abu Huraira, you know who you were talking to? That was shaitan himself. He said, if there's a barrier I cannot penetrate, it's Ayatul Kursi. If there's something you're scared about in your house, Ayatul Kursi, blow on the floor corners and go sleep. Anything. It doesn't mean now we leave the house open and now test the different shayateen. No. You get different shayateen in different forms. So sometimes there's a problem. A sahabi comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he's telling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the house, the barakah is as grain. I'm bringing so much into the house, but I can see that barakah just depleting. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Aina anta min ayatul kursi? My sahabi, you complaining, no barakah. Where are you and what's your relationship with ayatul kursi? If you read ayatul kursi on food, on gravy, on anything, Allah will increase it. Read ayatul kursi. If the family prepared the meal for six, and you saw one family and they were passing by, please come home. And he took you up on it. Don't get scared. Read ayatul kursi on the pot. Don't tell the children don't eat. Inshallah, it'll be sufficient for everyone. But it's got to do with yaqeen. Talk is cheap. We all can talk. We all can say things. We'll read ayatul kursi and we'll still be on guard. We'll be very scared. We say, hey, I don't know if this really works or not. Mawlana is saying it works. Maybe it works for sahaba. It's because our yaqeen is weak. But we have to have yaqeen. Anyway, reciting constantly ayatul kursi, constant recitation, that would develop our yaqeen, inshallah. Ayatul kursi, Allahu la ilaha illahu, and learn the meaning, al-hay, the ever-living, al-qayyum, the sustaining, the all-sustaining. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when revelation was coming, riwayat comes in a few tafsir kitabs, when revelation was coming, he just had an iota of concern for rozi and risk for his family. Just some concern, like, what am I taking home for food today? While the revelation was being received, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh Musa, take your staff, healthy staff, hit the rock. He hit the rock and he split it. There's a rock within the rock. Musa, he did one more time. He hit it second time, split it. There's a rock within it. He did third time, oh Musa, there's still another rock within it. And then on that rock, there is a black ant with the green blade of grass. And the dhikr of that ant, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed Musa alayhi salam to hear it. He says, Subhana man yarani, wa ya'rif, wa yasma'u kalami, wa ya'rifu makani, wa yarzuquni wa la yansani. Purity, greatness to that being who sees me, who hears me, who knows my location, who sustains me and never forgets about me. Musa alayhi salam said, oh my Allah, what am I worried about? Darkness upon darkness, rock upon rock, and you're still sustaining the smallest of your creatures, and such a big creature like me, I'm worried about risk. I'm worried about risk. If we had yaqeen, we would have traded like Sahaba radiallahu anhum, worked until the bills are paid, and Allah will grow the rest. But today we're growing the future and we're cutting our present. We work in so much for the progenies to come and we haven't even seen. So much we work in. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us yaqeen, grant us protection. And one is we attach ourselves with the Quran Sharif, recitation of ayatul kursi for ourselves, for our children. Sometimes we may feel, Mawlana, I sleep early, I can't come for Fajr. Sometimes I'm awake for Fajr time, but I can't make it to the masjid. Mawlana, I can see the shop is very busy, but things, something, I don't know what's happening. Just not understanding. Ayatul Kursi, Suratul Baqarah, as much as possible, you should try and make this a habit within a year, within a month. 3 days consecutive, if a person recites Suratul Baqarah, shaitan leaves that area. They are scared to come into that facility. New home, you move into Suratul Baqarah 3 times. 3 consecutive days, we recite the entire surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. We continue with these amal, protection from shaitan. Inshallah, there wouldn't be problems in the house, no more domestic fights. You'll be able to come to the masjid. You'll be able to have a generous heart to spend for the deen of Allah. You won't have anything holding you back from reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.